I'm not sure how this happened, but at some point, my wife and I became a Basset Hound family. And I think it had to do with me telling her when I was a boy growing up, most of my friends were dogs. Dogs would always follow me around wherever I went. And there was a particular dog that, you know, we didn't own. Our family didn't go out and get this dog. It just kind of showed up at our house, and it would hang out with me. And I described the dog as it was kind of a mixed dog. It looked like a Basset Hound. Well, she wasn't sure what a Basset Hound was. So I explained to her it was a very low-slung dog, but very long. And she said, oh, the wiener dog. And I said, no, that's a dachshund. Basset Hounds are completely different. As it turned out, while we were living in L.A., we were living in Tujunga. And one day, a dog happened to come into our yard, and it was a Basset Hound. And I let it in our front door. And we had wooden floors, and you could hear the little nails clipping and clopping on the floor. It woke up my wife, and she came out wanting to know what the noise was, and then seized the Basset Hound. And, you know, I was kind of excited that we had finally had a Basset Hound coming into the neighborhood, but she seemed to latch on to the idea more than I did, like, okay, this is what we need. We need a Basset Hound. And, of course, this dog belonged to somebody else, so we had to let it go. And she suggested, okay, we need to get a Basset Hound. I said, okay, yeah, okay, we'll get a Basset Hound. Of course, I underestimated her. And the next thing I know, she knows all the Basset Hound rescue groups in L.A. She knows where they're having a Basset Hound picnic. And she finds out that there's this elderly woman who's having to give up her dog because of health reasons. Not because of the Basset's health reason, because of her health reasons. So she talks me into going and seeing this woman. And we go to her house, and we get introduced to Sassy. And when I first saw Sassy, I said, that's not a Basset Hound. This was one old, fat dog. It was so fat, there was no wrinkles. And Basset Hounds have to have wrinkles. So I'm having, you know, kind of mixed emotions, but again, underestimating my wife, we leave with a Basset Hound. And I'm thinking, you know, the whole time, this is an old, fat dog. This is going to be problems. I can just see that down the road. It's going to be problems. And I'm still not convinced this is really a Basset Hound because, again, no wrinkles. It just doesn't look like a Basset Hound. A couple of days later, my wife calls me at work. She had gone to Kaiser Hospital because I worked for Kaiser and we got free medical coverage. I've lost the dog. I'm going, what? She said, well, I didn't want to leave her home by herself, so I put her in the car with me. I was just going into, you know, the clinic, just to, you know, quick clinic. When I came back out to the car, the dog was gone. I'm going, well, okay, you took the dog to the hospital with you, okay. All right, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm at work. We'll have to talk about this when I got home. So when I got home, she was kind of hysterical. And I knew that we were going to go back to Kaiser, Sunset, and Hollywood and look for this dog. Now, I'm thinking, dog's gone. You know, it's probably on its way back to El Monte. So I don't really have to worry about what's going to happen with this dog. And the fact that I still didn't believe that it was a Basset Hound, not completely. So we go back to the Kaiser Hospital. We look around in the parking lot. We do a couple of circles of the hospital, and no sign of this Basset Hound. And again, I'm thinking, Basset Hound's on its way back to El Monte. We're never going to see this dog again. And all the apprehensions that I've been having, you know, that's over with now. It's gone, you know. Now, I'm acting as though I'm really upset that my wife had taken the dog to the hospital and had lost it, But I'm not telling her that I'm also slightly relieved that we're no longer responsible for this really old fat Bassingham. And as we're on our way back to the car, in the distance, we heard, "Ooh," very distinctive Basset Hound call. And my wife goes, "That's got to be Sassy." And I'm going, "Yeah, you're probably right." And we sort of start walking towards the direction of this howling. And it gets louder and louder the closer we get. And we find it in the security guard's hut, still howling away. And the security guard sees us coming and says, "Is this your dog?" And yes, it is. "Well, I had just called the Humane Society. They're on their way out here to get it. But if it's your dog, you can have it." And I go, "Well, yeah, it's our dog." And he opens the door and Sassy just comes waddling out to us. He said, "Well, we had to pick it up. It was inside the hospital." It had been, I think it had made its way up to the second floor. So we, you know, thanked the guard for keeping the dog, and we walked the dog back to the car. And then I realized that this dog had gotten out of the car and followed my wife into the hospital. And Basset Hounds are supposed to be very good hunting dogs. They know how to get the scent and stay on the trail. And I don't know if the dog realized it, well, if Sassy realized it at that time, that she had to make that big sale to me. But she did. And it sold me on her that she was really a Basset Hound. So that's how the story ends.